The Silver Hand, Song of Albion, Book 2, by Stephen R. Lawhead. To Donovan Welch. Since all the world is but a story, it were well for thee to bury the more enduring story, rather than the story that is less enduring. The Judgment of St. Colombe, Seal, St. Columba of Scotland. Here, O son of Albion, the prophetic word. Sorrow and be sad. Deep grief is granted Albion in triple measure. The golden king in his kingdom will strike his foot against the rock of contention. The worm of fiery breath will claim the throne of Prydaine. Logres will be without a lord. But happy shall be Caledon. The flight of ravens will flock to her many-shadowed glens, and raven-song shall be her song. When the light of the Dawiddi is cut off, and the blood of bards demands justice, then let the ravens spread their wings over the sacred wood and holy mound. Under ravens' wings a throne is established. Upon this throne a king with a silver hand. In the day of strife, root and branch shall change places, and the newness of the thing shall pass for a wonder. Let the sun be dull as amber, let the moon hide her face. Abomination stalks the land. Let the four winds contend with one another in dreadful blast, let the sound be heard among the stars. The dust of the ancients will rise on the clouds. The essence of Albion is scattered and torn among contending winds. The seas will rise up with mighty voices. Nowhere is there safe harbour. Ariannod sleeps in her sea.